He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, the weather is certainly getting warmer here in the Tularosa Basin. Just perfect to get on the old bike, and I'm going to do it too. How's your week been? Are you keeping an optimistic attitude? I sure hope so. There's always good things to come just around every corner of life. That's not to say that we don't always have disappointments, but I believe that the disappointments in life are there to increase the value of the good things we have. Every day, another blessing, another reason to smile. And, you know, for me, another reason to smile is right here and now. It's the time of the week that I call Smile Production Time. It's when I get to sit down at my desk, play a few tunes, tell a few stories, render a few moments of motivation, and provoke a few laughs. All the way from New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, coming from Studio 312, it's time for the Jason Kirkman Show. So stick around because the fun starts right now.
Sometimes I think I love you. Scream and shout it. There ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do. Well, sometimes I think you're kissing me, oh, just a little too much. You drive me crazy, baby, with your magic touch. You make me feel so good when the moon is shining bright, with our lips together, and you're squeezing me so tight. Well, I went steady once before. Lord, I love the girl next door. She stepped out on me, you see, and couldn't be true. But I got over all of my dreams. Time went by so fast it seems. Now I know I'll never get over you. All right. Scream and shout it. There ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do. Yeah, that's why I love you like I do.
That was Ricky Nelson with one of my favorite tunes, Just a Little Too Much. Here's Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers with The ABCs of Love.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
Do bopsy do, boom 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 boom.
I'll always want you. Sugar.
The average cost of a new house was $10,950. The average monthly rent was only $87. The average annual income was $4,130. Minimum wage was just about a buck. The average cost of a new car, $1,900. And the cost of a gallon of gas was 23 cents. What year was it? It was 1955. And it was also the year that the Cadillacs recorded Speedo.
Boom, boom, boom.
But my real name is Mister. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. No, for me to brand new fellas and taking other folks' girls. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, cause I don't believe in wasting time. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. And naughty, gonna call me Speedo till they call off making pretty girls.
The greatest scientist thinker of the 20th century charged $1 for his autograph, which in the 1950s was roughly about the equivalent of $10. Einstein did this for a couple of reasons. Number one, it reduced the number of people who bothered him for an autograph, and secondly, it helped the charities to which he donated the money. There was, however, one notable exception. Einstein once gave a free autograph to one of his heroes. It was the silent film star Charlie Chaplin. The comic accepted the gift humbly, telling the physics genius, "People cheer me because they all understand me, but they cheer you because nobody understands you."
The peaceful village, the lion.
That was The Tokens with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Here's the 1960 hit by The Miracles, Shop Around.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you've become a young man, there's still some things that you don't understand. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Sad news sent a 35-year-old man named John B. Stetson on a journey that would lead him to invent the cowboy hat. The story will be coming up. Here's Chuck Berry with Roll Over Beethoven.
DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they rockin' in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up, just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Nothing to lose. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glow worm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. Roll over, Beethoven. 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 Dig to the rhythm and blues.
What sad news sent a 35-year-old man named John B. Stetson on a journey that would lead him to invent the cowboy hat? In 1865, Stetson was diagnosed with tuberculosis, and his doctor only gave him 6 months to live. Longing to see the Wild West before he died, he quit his father's hat business in New Jersey and took a train to the plains. He was amazed and awestruck by the open spaces and the rugged cowboys, but not by their hats. He knew he could make something better than those tattered coonskin caps, sombreros, and those sailor hats that they wore. 6 months later, he was still kicking, and he moved to Philadelphia and opened a hat factory. His first product was called the Boss of the Plains. It was made out of beaver pelts, and one cowboy raved, "It keeps the sun off of your eyes and off of your neck. It's an umbrella, a bucket to water your horse, and a cup for yourself." Interesting. Despite costing more than most cowboys made in a month, millions of bosses were sold every year in the late 1800s, and Stetson, well, he lived to the ripe old age of 76.
Gonna find her. I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her.
Well, I've been
certain. I'm gonna certain.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna certain.
Coasters with Searchin'. Here's Elvis Presley with one I don't believe I've ever played before. It's called Sentimental Me.
Sentimental me. Yes, I'll always be.
Yes, I'll always be.
So in love with you. Say you love me too. Sentimental. Dreaming while I live.
Dreaming.
darling, can't you see?
Darling, can't you see?
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
I'm in love with you. Say you love me too. Sentimentally. Reaching for the moon. On my honeymoon, I want to be with you. Darling, can't you see?
There is another tradition in America that's so beautiful. If you're not lazy, you are respected. Did you know that? Right here today, somebody leaned over and said, there he is, look at him. He ain't worth killing. Oh, trifling. But if you have the reputation that you'll work, you are a working hand, it is a tradition in America that you'll be respected. All right, I'll prove it to you. How many of y'all ever picked up a hitchhiker? All right, let me see your hands. Beautiful. How many of y'all ever picked up a hitchhiker that was laying down or sitting down side the road? Not only do I not pick them up, but I scatter them. I send them down that bank. I was coming out of Jackson, Mississippi the other day, had my wife with me. On Interstate 55, headed north toward Canton. And as I rounded a curve, there was two of them. One of them was laying down hitchhiking with his head on his suitcase. And another one was sitting down by him and they was thumbing it. I felt my wife's hand hit my leg and she said, "Oh, Jerry, they ain't bothering you. They ain't bothering you, Jerry. Look out now. Look out now." Folks, it is a tradition. If you ain't lazy, you will be respected. I hope you ain't lazy.
Here's Ray the Great, Ray Charles, that is, with Hallelujah, I Love Her So.
Comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, "Daddy, everything's all right." So I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight night and tell me, Daddy, everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know, I just love her so. She's my little woman, wake all this time. Babe, I'm a little fool for you, little girl.
I was recently thinking of my dear late Uncle Kenny Gibson, and I remembered an incident that happened in the early 90s. I was riding in the back of the car with my Uncle Kenny and his family. Uncle Kenny was driving, it was very warm, and I had my window down. I was seated precisely behind Uncle Kenny, and unbeknownst to me, my left leg moved over and leaned against the window switch on my door. It promptly rolled the window up and smashed in around the fingers of my left hand, which had been extended out the window to rest my fingers on the edge of the roof of the car. Instantaneously, the thought entered my mind that it was Uncle Kenny who decided to move my window up with his master switch. I immediately tried to get him to cease by pushing about his shoulders and yelling, stop it, you're killing me, put it back, move it back. He thought I had gone insane. When I explained to him what was happening, he said he didn't do it. I looked over and saw my knee resting against the switch. I look back at that and laugh now, but there is a moral to the story. Sometimes we think it's someone else who's hurting us, when it's actually ourselves. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.